The guy, only thing bad about that was that the purple martin doesn't stay here all summer long. They come very early in the year. In fact, they're due, I believe, to see about the middle of February. And then about July, they're gone. They're a migratory bird, so we just happen here part of the year. But I believe that most of the chickens were raised in the spring, so that if we're purple martins nesting in the vicinity of the chicken yard, then they were a protective force where those baby chicks were concerned. Now, about this, the poem about the gourd. It just mentioned the martin because the nest, you see, is made out of gourds. You will find as you go on through life that the best may not be the most fair, and the test of our best in the strife may not be, as we think, the most clear. Many flowers that bloom by our path may not bear any food for our use, and the fig with the least of a bloom an abundance of food does produce. Let us look at the lowest of plants, at the gourd as it grows in the hedge. While no food to the weary it grants, yet much good to our lives it does pledge. And the gourd, though of lowly estate, once gave shade to a prophet of God, as at Nineveh's wall he did wait the destruction of spire down to sod. There's no food to be found in a gourd, but much use can be made of its shell. Oh, its seeds and its flesh are deplored, but it gives us a drink at the well. Now, by that I mean that one could be carved out and used as a dipper, you see. Drop the bucket of water and the gourd is hanging by the curb. So then you just, out of the bucket, you lift up a cup of water.
Did you always have a well at home?
In the old days, the open well was the prevailing thing.
That kind of the old bucket dropped in?
Yes, the poem, the old open bucket, that's exactly what they had. Most cases, you had a post on either side with a cross beam on top, and then a pulley is attached to that cross beam, and a rope or chain is attached to the bucket. So you let the bucket down and then pull on the other end of the rope or chain to lift it to the top. However, that's not the oldest method. I remember that when, years ago, when we moved to the little farm where I spent most of my childhood, I was about 6 years old or less at the time, that they had what they called, I believe they called that a sweep, maybe 10 feet back of the well, is a tall post with a notch cut in the top. Another small tree-like thing, and that's what they call the sweep, is fitted in that notch and bolted, or pegged in the old days. Well, you see this round post, let's say about the size of a telephone pole. You just hew out a notch in the top for this smaller pole to fit in. Then a peg is driven through, or a bolt, so that it pivots, you see. Now, the heavy end of this sweep rests on the ground normally, because it is heavy. It'll rest on the ground. Then the other end is high. Now, still a smaller pole is attached to that, and at the other end of that is your bucket. So you pull downward and fill the bucket with water, and the heavy weight of that sweep lifts it for you. It was easier than lifting it by hand. You see, they've taken, there was a mechanical advantage in that sweep, you see, that they were taking advantage of.